It's time for Pacers Weekly.
We are live on the Circle in downtown Indianapolis, ready to bring some Pacers basketball chatter to you for the next hour here on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. The Indiana Pacers coming off a loss in Charlotte last night, 133-126. This was a game where Dan Burke filled in as head coach for Nate McMillan, who was out for personal reasons. The first quarter, the Pacers scored, or they, I should say, they tied their season high in first quarter points, scoring 37. So it was a fantastic offensive first quarter for the Pacers. The problem was they allowed 49 Charlotte Hornets first quarter points, which is the most points the Pacers have given up in a quarter in their NBA history. The Pacers then trying to dig themselves out of that hole, and briefly in the third quarter they did it, tying the game at 82 with some strong play from Miles Turner. Indiana came all the way back and tied the game. In the fourth quarter, they got down by double digits late. They went on one last late spurt, cut the lead as close as four, but couldn't get any closer than that. The Hornets pulling off a 133-126 victory. A whole lot of points in Charlotte last night. The Hornets get the win, moving to 22-29. The Pacers falling to 29-24. The Hornets were led, not surprisingly, by Kemba Walker. He was fantastic with 41 points. Nicola Batum hit 7 3-pointers, 2 more than he had hit in any game this year, scoring 31. Victor Oladipo was very, very good for Indiana. He had 35 points, and Miles Turner, this is 3 straight really solid games from him. Turner with 19 points and 11 rebounds to go along with 3 blocks on the night for the Pacers' third-year pro coming off that injury. That's game number 4 for him since coming back from the elbow injury, and he's been really solid in his last 3. So as we look at the NBA standings, it's, I think, time where you can start looking at this now. The Pacers have played 53 games, 82, of course, in an NBA season. The Pacers find themselves in a virtual tie for 6th place. Milwaukee has played 2 less games. The Pacers have won 1 more and lost 1 more than the Bucks. So by percentage points, they're a couple behind them, but in a virtual tie for 6th, Indiana is a half game out of 5th. The Wizards sit in 4th. The Pacers are just a game behind them. So while there are 3 teams between Indiana and 4th place, just 1 game separates that. The Wizards have won 3 in a row, and they're doing that without John Wall, who's expected to miss up to 2 months. The Pacers will face Washington coming up on Monday. Indiana's 2 games ahead of Philadelphia. Philadelphia sits in the 8th and final playoff position in the Eastern Conference. That's who they play tonight. Pacers and 76ers at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. You may not realize this because typically you don't look at the schedule at length and maybe think of it in this regard, but today, tonight, is actually the last Saturday night home game of the season. So if you're sitting around, you don't have tickets, you'd like to come down to Bankers Life Fieldhouse tonight, we'd love to have you. Pacers.com/tickets. For that last Saturday night home game of the year. So plenty of weekend games, Sunday, Friday night games coming up. But this is the last Saturday night game of the season against Philadelphia. They're coming off a win over Miami, so both teams will be on a back-to-back tonight. And Philadelphia, at least so far, is hinting at playing Joel Embiid. That would be significant because he has not played in a back-to-back in his NBA career. They have been resting him in back-to-backs. He's, of course, been injury-riddled throughout his career, but lately, his last 2 years, he's been a lot more healthy and has not faced a significant injury this year. So he very well could be in uniform in his first back-to-back of his career tonight at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. The first team on the outside looking in is the Detroit Pistons, but they've won 2 in a row, signing Blake Griffin. They've been infused with a little bit of energy. The Pacers are 3.5 ahead of the Detroit Pistons, who are in 9th place, the first team on the outside looking in. As we told you, the Pacers have the Philadelphia 76ers tonight inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. That is a 7 o'clock tip. If you cannot make it, we are right here with the Kroger pregame show at 6:30. After that, on Monday, the Pacers host the Washington Wizards, also a 7 o'clock tip. And then they get ready for a handful of road games at New Orleans, at Boston. Then they have at Brooklyn as well before they get into the All-Star break. The Knicks at home sandwiched in between there. So a couple opportunities for the Pacers here at home against teams that are likely in the playoff picture when things all said and done. Coming up, Philadelphia and Washington. That All-Star break is the 14th. Over All-Star weekend, Victor Oladipo will be there for the All-Star Game. Domantas Sabonis, the Rising Stars Challenge, and announced a couple of days ago, Victor Oladipo will take place in his second dunk contest. Glenn Robinson III is the reigning winner. Of course, he cannot go. So Oladipo will try to keep that title here in Indianapolis. And coming up just a little bit in the show, we will talk with Victor Oladipo about why he chose to be in the dunk contest this year and what it would mean for him to win it this year. Pacers and Philadelphia 76ers tonight, 7 o'clock. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be there. We've got a great show coming up for you. We will hear from Mark Boyle, Eddie White. We just told you about Victor Oladipo, Jeremiah Johnson, Mark Monteith will join us as well. And if you've been paying attention, Glenn Robinson III, this has been one of our most asked questions. When is he coming back? He played in Fort Wayne just a couple of days ago. Well, so we're going to go out to Fort Wayne, talk with John Nolan, who is the TV sideline reporter for the Fort Wayne Mad Ants. Catch us up on not only Glenn Robinson III, who has been in action, but also Edmund Sumner, who played a couple of games there as well. So the Pacers, two guys with long injuries, starting to work their way back in and using their G League affiliate, the Fort Wayne Mad Ants. All right, coming up next, we will start things off with Mark Boyle. He talks normally in this segment with Nathan McMillan, but since Dan Burke, the most recent head coach for Friday night's game in Charlotte, it's Mark Boyle and assistant coach turned head coach, back to assistant coach tonight, Dan Burke. Their conversation coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct, we wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
Hi, Pacer fans, this is Victor Oladipo. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they are one of the 10 largest companies in the state, providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNOINC.com. That's CNOinc.com. And let's go, Pacers.
Through our local associates, Stanley Security, one of the world's leading global security providers, has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and service to the commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities. Stanley is a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and the official security products provider of the Indiana Pacers. Find out how Stanley Security can provide a solution for you at stanleysecurity.com.
Since 1993, the Pacers Foundation has been investing in agencies throughout Indiana that are working to create programming and opportunities for at-risk youth. From anti-bullying to providing safe havens for abused children, to day camps to mentoring programs, the Pacers Foundation strives to be part of the solution to the problems facing our Indiana children. You can help, too, by purchasing a Pacers Foundation license plate through the Indiana Bureau of Motor Vehicles. Go to pacersfoundation.org to learn more.
You're listening to Pacers Weekly on 1070 The Fan, 107.5 FM. We're live on The Circle in downtown Indianapolis. I'm Pat Boylan. We'd love to have you a part of the show, a part of the conversation. You can tweet your questions on Twitter, at Pat Boylan Pacers. 317-239-1070 is the number to call in. Talk Pacers basketball with us. Normally here, Mark Boyle chats with Nathan McMillan, but Dan Burke was filling in for him as Nathan McMillan missed Friday night's game due to personal reasons. So it is Mark Boyle and Dan Burke, the acting head coach, last night in Charlotte. Mark?
Thank you, Pat. Last night, Dan coached his first NBA game, and we're going to get to that in a minute. You've been an NBA coach for a long time. Have you ever considered pursuing a head coaching job?
I mean, not pursuing. The question is, you know, if it ever came, would I be prepared? And so, you know, you prepare yourself to be the best at what you're doing currently. Keep your eyes down and focus on that job. And I never liked the word pursue. I think you miss opportunities. You miss, you know, like we were able to stay in Indiana for 20 years. And we want to do that for our girls, for our two daughters and the family. And that was more important than actively pursuing anything, calling around and stuff. I just want to be the best assistant to whomever that head coach was.
You hit on something there that I think people generally are aware of. You've been here a long time. and you have survived multiple coaching changes, which is very unusual. I think your situation, 20 plus years and six coaches, is probably unprecedented. So the question, Dan, is this: how did you manage that? Was it your charming personality, your knowledge of the game, something else?
We know it wasn't charming personality, so we crossed that one off immediately. I think what I always felt I brought to the table is a certain work ethic, willing to do anything that coach needed or that staff needed. Anytime they hired a new coach, spend a day or two with them and show them what I've done, or, you know, keep me around long enough to see what I could do, what my capabilities. And then each new coach, you had to earn their trust. You know, I had the advantage that, Carlisle came back after Isaiah. You know, and Rick Carlisle and I had some history together, so that was beneficial. And then Larry's support. But, you know, he told every coach, spend some time with them. But I think the work ethic, it leads to knowledge. It probably leads to some experience. But I think for a new head coach, you got to gain their trust. You know that you always have their back, and you're going to help carry the load. And I always joke that, you know, we got a lot of some players want to coach, but no one wants to do all that work. So guys like me are there to kind of do that a little bit.
As an assistant coach, in any way, do you have to alter your approach or the way you do your job based on the personality of the head coach?
Yeah, it's been interesting because, like, when I'll go back to Jim O'Brien, he I was more on the sidelines, but it got to the point where he was saying, these players got to hear you. They got to listen. You got to talk more. But I noticed a lot of his staff, you know, Frank Vogel, Dick Harder, Lester Connor, they weren't saying much. Coach O'Brien ran the practices, but he's like, they need to hear more from you. So picking your time to do that is difficult, especially with a new coach. You know, you don't want to be stepping on any toes. You don't want to be like some knee-jerk reaction. It might contradict what he's teaching. And so it's a fine line. But when Frank Vogel took over, he needed me to be a bad cop. And I guess I was a kind of a disciplinarian. And he had me do all the defense. So, and maybe defensively, you have that green card or green light to be a little more forceful. And so I was the hammer, I guess. And that was weird. That was unique. Players were first like, geez, but it's just how it was, you know. And then when Coach Nate took over, and he's disciplinarian, he runs a tight ship, he's got a hell of a presence, I was like, I can't be that guy anymore. And he said, no, I need you to be that. I need you to be you. And so we're both hammering them now, you know. But it really comes down to what that coach needs. But it is unique. I think that all these new guys we have this season, like, geez, is he the head coach or is Nate the head coach? But it's just Nate, you know, he trusts me, and I love working for him. He gives me a lot of responsibility, and every situation is unique.
Before you were with the Pacers, you were in Portland for a little while, and before that you were coaching high school sports.
Yeah.
Do you ever wonder, and I know you coached some football, do you ever wonder what would have happened had you stuck with the football?
Sometimes, and I loved it. One thing about the teaching and the coaching, I figured I can do that anywhere. I go to some small town and hide out, easy, simple life, help kids. Teaching was a passion, and the coaching was the fun part of it. And then you can see how it correlated together or came together where you're with those kids more than they are with their parents. And if I stuck with football, I don't know, I'd probably still be in high school coach somewhere. You know, probably that grudgy old guy you see in the gym and, you know, watching the basketball games. But that's a lot of, there are a lot of good memories back in those days. But I think coaching is like players. You like the multi-sport players. I think coaching different sports, you know, helped develop my style and how I want to do things.
Pacers assistant coach Dan Burke, kind enough to join us. Last night he coached the team in Charlotte. Tonight the Pacers are back home to take on Philadelphia. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's go back to Pat Boylan.
All right, Mark and Dan, thank you. Dan Burke will reassume his role as an assistant coach tonight and the defensive coordinator, if you will, for the Pacers. Nate McMillan was out for personal reasons for last night's game. We'll be back for tonight's game against Philadelphia. The All-Star break still a couple of weeks away. Once we get there, the Pacers will be heavily represented. Victor Oladipo will be in the All-Star Game, Domantas Sabonis in the Rising Stars Challenge. And announced a couple of days ago, Victor Oladipo to the to the dunk contest. He decided he wanted to participate for the second time in his career, also did so in 2015. When we return, Oladipo speaks about why he wanted back in this year. You'll hear him coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
Music's newest trend is coming to Bankers Life Fieldhouse for an after party you'll never forget. See the Pacers take on the Atlanta Hawks on Friday, February 23rd. Stick around after the game for a silent dance party. That's right, Indy's biggest party just went silent. We'll bust out the headphones and you bust out the moves. Don't miss the biggest party of the year, the Pacers Silent Dance Party, Friday, February 23rd. Get your tickets at pacers.com/silentindy.
Jack's Donuts is sweetening up a Pacers win. The day after a Pacers victory, visit your local Jack's and mention the Pacers win to receive a free 12-ounce coffee or regular price donut. With more variety, more donuts, and more choices, Jack's is the place to celebrate a Pacers win. Visit www.jacksdonuts.com to find the Jack's Donuts location nearest you.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Chris Denary. Did you know that Indiana has some of the hardest water in the country? To improve the quality of water in your home, do what I did. Choose a whole home water treatment system from Kinetico. Our glasses no longer have a chalky white film, our sinks and tubs stay cleaner longer, and I know our drinking water is safe for the whole family, including my dogs Granger and Bailey. Visit KineticoIndy.com today to set up your free in-home water test. Kinetico, official sponsor of the Indiana Pacers.
Pacers fans, don't miss a game just because you're not in front of a TV. You can watch Pacers basketball anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Stevenson scores and a foul.
Never miss a moment of the action. Launch the Fox Sports Go app on your phone or tablet. Sign in and stream the Pacers.
Here goes Oladipo.
Take every game, pregame, and postgame along for the ride, no matter where you go. Watch Pacers basketball on Fox Sports Indiana. And when you're on the move, stream the Pacers anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Pacers Weekly continues on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. Coming up in just a little bit, we will hear live from Jeremiah Johnson, Mark Monteith. We're also going to go out to Fort Wayne. John Nolan is there. He is the TV sideline reporter for the Fort Wayne Mad Ants. The potential for Glenn Robinson III to play there tonight. Edmund Sumner has also been busy playing in Fort Wayne. Two Pacers players that have been on the injury report throughout the season. Potentially getting some use of the G League affiliate here recently. But we found out a couple of days ago that over the All-Star break, we already knew Victor Oladipo was going to be in the All-Star game, but he announced he's going to be in the dunk contest as well. I had the chance to talk to him a couple of days ago. Here's what Victor had to say about joining the dunk contest.
All right, Victor, of course, the All-Star nomination, a great award for you, but what made you want to be involved in the dunk contest again?
I just thought it'd be a great opportunity. I think the biggest reason is Glenn couldn't really do it this year, and I wanted to kind of help him defend his title. So it's going to be a great experience. It's going to be fun. I've done it before, so hopefully this time I can come out with a win.
What did you learn from the 2015 experience?
It was just fun. You got to do something people haven't seen before or do something new, and it's been a lot of dunks, so you got to be creative.
Have you thought about preparation yet and what all goes into it? Because it's certainly more than just a few seconds on the floor on dunk contest night.
I haven't really, put too much thought into it, but I'm looking forward to the experience. It's going to be fun. Hopefully I have some tricks up my sleeve.
Yeah, I was going to ask, you're somebody who's pretty creative, especially in the music realm. Can any of that help when you're trying to come up with creative dunks for this contest?
Yeah, I don't see why not. So we'll see how it works out, what I can come up with.
All right, well, best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, that's Victor Oladipo talking about his participation for the second time in the dunk contest coming up over All-Star break. If you missed any of this show, make sure you check out our podcast version of it where we post it in its entirety on our Pacers Sound SoundCloud account, as well as subscribing to Pacers Sound through the podcast app that you use on your phone. You can get all of the Pacers Weeklies downloaded there just shortly after our show is over. You can also hear the Sideline Guys podcast. That's Jeremiah Johnson and me. We do about a one-hour podcast once a week talking Pacers basketball. All right, coming up, we've got Jeremiah Johnson a little bit later. John Nolan joins us as well, Mark Monteith. They're all coming up live. Next up, Eddie White. He goes around the house. We find out who Eddie White has tracked down next. This is Pacers Weekly.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Glenn Robinson III. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. And for every three-pointer we make this year, CNO Financial will donate $50 to the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 18 years, CNO Financial has donated more than $275,000 to the Pacers Foundation to help support young people in Indiana. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org or visit CNOINC, that's CNOinc.com, and let's go Pacers.
Through its local associates, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hey Pacers fans, check out this great offer from Papa John's. The day after the Pacers score 90 or more points, you score 50% off regular menu price online orders at papajohns.com with promo code Pacers90. Only from Papa John's, official partner of the Indiana Pacers.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Valid online only on regular menu priced items at participating locations for a limited time.
Not valid with any other coupons or discount.
Limited delivery area.
Delivery fee may apply and is not subject to discount offer.
Taxes extra.
Pacers fans, check out the new Pacers team store located inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Get all the best Pacers gear plus the best brands, including Nike, 47, New Era, and Under Armour. Also, make sure to look for the game night specials during all Pacers home and away games to steal a great deal. Can't make it to the store? Grab all the gear at thepacersteamstore.com. The Pacers Team Store, the place for all your Pacers needs.
Pacers Weekly continues on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I am Pat Boylan. If you are a regular to the show, we thank you, and you know that Eddie White regularly goes around the house. He finds somebody inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse who has an interesting story to tell. He's had celebrities on, people that have interesting jobs, maybe behind the scenes that you don't know about, that makes a basketball operation run. And so now we find out who Eddie White has tracked down this week. Eddie?
Thanks, Pat. It is once again time to go around the house. And you know, we try to get unique guests every week, but there's one guy that I have on more than anybody else. He is the regular of all regulars because he's one of the most important people to building. His name is Marty Bechtel. He's my main man, and he books all of the shows. And if anybody remembers, 2017 may have been, the greatest year in the history of Bankers Life Fieldhouse when it comes to concerts and shows. And Marty is already off to a phenomenal start in 2018, and he joins us now. MB, what's happening?
Eddie, always great to be with you. We've got, last week we had some exciting on sales. Last Wednesday we went on sale with Kevin Hart for May 18th, and then we went on sale yesterday with James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt for June 26th. So we're looking forward and honored to host both of those folks and those shows.
I think those two shows, and the you know, the last couple of days have been a buzz. Kevin Hart, one of the hot, if not the hottest comedian out there. And then James Taylor, Bonnie Raitt, two legends. I mean, I think you always have a goal in your mind to bring shows that hits the whole audience. We talk about this building as the people's building. And I think you go for shows to get to appeal to all of the people.
Absolutely. That is very much our mission here, to utilize this building with all different types of artists and genres and music. And a perfect example is on Friday, Feb 9, we have Alan Jackson. I mean, he's a legendary country act with a tremendous amount of number one hits. And then on Saturday, Feb 10th, we have the Christian Music Spectacular Winter Jam with headliners of Skillet and Kari Job and Building 429, which are huge, huge acts in that genre of music. And then on Tuesday, February 13th, we are honored to have our former First Lady, Michelle Obama. She's having a moderated conversation with our former First Lady, and that's being sponsored by the Women's Fund here in Indianapolis. And then after that, we go into your favorite set of events we do, and mine as well, with our partners at IHSAA.
It's always great when Bobby Cox and company show up at your house for events, and they'll be here. We got the wrestling finals coming in there. They do February 16th and 17th. And then when the girls and the boys come in, it's a special day when you crown state champions in high school basketball in the great state of Indiana. And the only place to do it is Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Four champions for the girls will be crowned on Saturday, February 24th. And then a month later, the boys come in on Saturday, March 24th. Bobby Cox, he's like a proud peacock walking around those 2 days, giving out those medals. And it's a special day. I mean, we as Hoosiers and you know, from Herb Simon down, especially Rick Fuson, who grew up here, basketball is special in our state. And, man, to honor those high school kids, it really, those 2 days when we crown those high school basketball champions, they are two of the most special days we have around here, isn't it?
It's fantastic. The buzz is great. And the kids and the parents are so appreciative, both the wrestling and the basketball. It's really a cool thing to be part of.
Now, Marty, tomorrow, the Eagles of Philadelphia are going to win the Super Bowl. They're going to beat the Patriots. But there's another Eagles. People call them the Eagles. Legendary with a little twist. They're coming, aren't they?
They definitely are, and I do agree with you on your Super Bowl prediction. But, yes, the Eagles are going to open their tour here on Monday, March 12th, and they've never sounded better with the addition of Deacon Frey and Vince Gill. We were absolutely thrilled with the on sale, and we can't wait to host them and open the tour. So we're looking forward to that. And then we have our friends the next day, March 13th. We'll be live on television with WWE, and we'll have a SmackDown Live here. And it's just those are just incredibly, incredibly entertaining. And then on St. Patrick's Day, we have Pink. So we're Pink on St. Patrick's Day. And I don't know if you had a chance, Eddie, to catch her performance on the Grammy Awards, but it was absolutely mesmerizing, and we're thrilled to have her back. And then also we end March with the 90s Block Party, which is a great R&B package with Guy, Teddy Riley, Monica, Genuine, Jagged Edge, and 112. So we're looking forward to hosting all those shows, and as you can tell, they're all different. So all different audiences and all different genres.
I did see the Grammys, and you work with these artists, you work with their management. The thing about Pink, when you first think of Pink, you think of the great music, the great shows. What she did at the Grammys, came out dressed down, and it was, this is it. It's like, this is the bare bones, and she delivered a performance that was mesmerizing. I mean, you know, you have so many great shows. I want to go to all of them, but man, that lady is one talented son of a gun, and she's from Pennsylvania, home of the future Super Bowl champion Eagles.
Yes, she is. She is a Philly native. So yeah,
you like how I brought that around.
I like that. From,
you know, who
Eagles
else is a Pennsylvania native?
Who's that?
Me.
I know that. You tell us every day,
Marty. You do a phenomenal job here. It's. I know you got a balancing act. I mean, these acts can go anywhere in the world. And let me ask you this, and I don't mean to blow your own horn or the building's horn, but this building has, and tell me if I'm wrong, has gotten a reputation among the acts, probably more importantly the people who book them, of being a place that is artist-friendly. I mean, you guys bring this Hoosier hospitality to a level that I don't know if you get anywhere else.
I got to tell you, one of the greatest compliments that we've ever gotten here, and the building's ever gotten here, was after we did Mumford & Sons in April of 2015, when Marcus Mumford came up to me way after the show and just came out of his way to thank me and thank everybody at the building on how great we took care of them. Not only during the day they had their show, but if you remember, they were at our playoff game the day before and just absolutely had a spectacular time. So, that's a team effort. That's everybody.
If either people are listening to this, they want to know about these shows, they want to be in tune to future shows, where do they go?
BankersLifeFieldhouse.com.
All right. You got it. How about that, Patrick? Patrick, which one are you going to? I think I may be going to all of them. Back to you, my friend.
All right, Eddie and Marty, thank you very much. We've got Jeremiah Johnson coming up next. He joins us live on Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Steak and Shake now has 24 meals for under $4. So after the game, you can feast on an original double and cheese steak burger meal, a triple steak burger meal, a chicken fingers meal, a chili cheese footlong meal, or any of the other 20 meals served with our famous thin and crispy fries, each under $4. Of course, you could also go to Steak and Shake before the game or during the game. There doesn't even have to be a game. You could go anytime. You could literally go right now. You're gone, aren't you? Hello? Get 24 meals for under $4, only at Steak and Shake.
Jack's Donuts, a family business and locally owned, is a proud partner of your Indiana Pacers. With 13 Central Indiana locations and 60 varieties of donuts, Jack's Donuts is a fan favorite. More variety, more donuts, more choices. Come see us, Jack's Donuts, since 1961, with 13 Central Indiana locations and over 60 varieties of donuts baked fresh every day. Learn more at jacksdonuts.com.
Hey Pacer fans, this is Corey Joseph of your Indiana Pacers celebrating Black History Month with This Day in Black History presented by Honda Manufacturing of Indiana. On this day in 1908, Jack Johnson became the first African-American heavyweight champion when he knocked out the reigning champion Tommy Burns. Johnson held on to the title until 1915 and continued to box until he was 50. For more This Day in Black History presented by Honda Manufacturing of Indiana, visit Pacers.com.
Joining us live now on Pacers Weekly, we move Jeremiah Johnson up a little bit. He is with us now. JJ, your thoughts out in Charlotte. You're going to have these games that I think are a little bit off the wall when you play 82 and give you something that you don't expect. I think going into the night, if you had said the Pacers would lose to 7 in Charlotte in a vacuum, that wouldn't have been a result necessarily for concern. I don't think anybody expected 133-126 to be the way it played out, though.
Yeah, that first quarter, you were just waiting for Charlotte to miss a shot, and it took Cody Zeller coming in, and he'd not played a game since early December, for them to miss a two-point field goal. The 9:30 mark of the second quarter was their first miss of a two-point field goal. Seven, I think, three-pointers in the first quarter. It was a clinic for the Hornets, and if you take a look at their schedule and their situation, they entered the night still thinking they have a shot at the top eight in the Eastern Conference, and they're in the middle of a stretch of 7 of 8 away, so they really need to get that win, and it showed by playing Kemba Walker, I think, basically the entire second half. So a lot of unique variables in that game. The Pacers played really well offensively, and when they've done that this season, they've usually won, but got to have a little bit better defense than they had in Charlotte.
Jeremiah Johnson is with us. One thing that I think has been certainly a positive over his last three, Miles Turner has played really well. He had 22 against Charlotte when they were in Bankers Life Fieldhouse, then 15 and 11 against Memphis, 19 and 11 last night against Charlotte. What are your impressions on what we've seen from Turner in his last three? He's been back from injury now in four games.
You know, the game he came off the bench against Charlotte on Monday, he was knocking down the outside shot, but I would say that I've seen some flashes of him really trying to be more aggressive, being more physical since he's come back from that elbow injury. I think he probably watched Domantas Sabonis a little bit more, a little bit closer of what he was doing when Miles was out. And there were some moves and some different things that I've seen over the last two games that I don't think we've seen as much from Miles in his career. I really liked one move where he did a shot fake about the free throw line where you would have thought he normally would have just shot it, and he drove past Dwight Howard, got a basket and a foul. And he's done some other things where not every time has he grabbed the rebound, but he's been fighting so much harder for some rebounds. Not to say he hasn't been fighting before either, but I've seen him try to be a little more physical. And if you're physical and you're fighting inside, you're going to get double-doubles. And so it's good to see him have double-doubles for back-to-back games. What you said, yeah, for the first time in his career.
The Philadelphia 76ers are in town tonight. Both teams coming on a back-to-back. Both teams' third game in four nights. What's maybe the most interesting to me about this is Joel Embiid is apparently going to try and play. He has not played in a back-to-back yet. What are your thoughts as Philadelphia comes into town? And you've mentioned this before. We've talked about this. Their schedule, the 76ers, is probably the easiest of any team in the Eastern Conference. So this game could potentially do a lot when we're looking back around game 80 at where the Pacers stand.
It is interesting that Philadelphia is kind of one of the sports capitals of the world right now because of the Eagles, not the Sixers. But I think of all the games around the NBA tonight, this will be one of the ones that gets a lot of attention because Joel Embiid is playing on the second half of a back-to-back. And based on some of the quotes and things that he said after the game last night, I see no reason to think that he won't play. And, you know, to be honest, I'm not sure that he's had any real injury issues this season, and I think that he'll be trying to show that he can do this. I don't think it was his choice to sit all these games out. So I think Joel will probably come in and try to show everyone that he maybe could have been doing this all along and he can do it moving forward. So it will be a game that he'll try to prove himself. And the Sixers are such a good young team, but the Pacers had a chance to beat them in Philadelphia if J.J. Redick doesn't go unconscious for three. And so I think the Pacers need to shore up their defense. It'll be a challenge against guys like Redick that can knock down shots. Saw he came back and played last night, and against Embiid inside. And this is one of those matchups, I think, in this year, in this season, and moving forward, Pacers-Sixers is a high-profile game. And Saturday night game at the Fieldhouse, last one of the season, a lot of things to look forward to.
And it's a quick turnaround for you as well. What do the fans have to potentially look forward to at 6:30 on Fox Sports Indiana when the pregame show starts?
Eddie Gill will join me in the Fox Loft, and of course we'll look back a little bit at last night's game, but most of it will be looking forward because Philadelphia presents so many challenges, especially with Joel Embiid, so that'll be a big part of the discussion. And we'll also welcome Nate McMillan back and talk a little bit about Dan Burke and what he went through yesterday. I know it wasn't probably the game that he wanted to be the head coach when you give up 49 in the first quarter, but it's one of those nights in the NBA. But we'll look back and look forward, as we always do, 6:30.
He's Jeremiah Johnson. JJ, you can talk to the fans at 6:30 tonight. Fans can catch him on Fox Sports Indiana. We appreciate your time here on Pacers Weekly this morning.
All right, thanks, Pat.
All right, that's Jeremiah Johnson joining us live. Another live guest is coming up next. We'll go up to Fort Wayne. John Nolan is the sideline reporter for the Fort Wayne Mad Ants. Edmund Sumner has been playing there. He's played five games. Glenn Robinson played there recently as well. So he will break down a couple of Pacers who have been up in Fort Wayne over the past handful of days. That's coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
Through our local associates, Stanley Security, one of the world's leading global security providers, has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and service to the commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities. Stanley is a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and the official security products provider of the Indiana Pacers. Find out how Stanley Security can provide a solution for you at stanleysecurity.com.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Victor Oladipo. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they are one of the 10 largest companies in the state, providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at cnoinc.com. That's cnoinc.com. And let's go, Pacers.
Pacers fans, don't miss a game just because you're not in front of a TV. You can watch Pacers basketball anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Stevenson scores and a foul.
Never miss a moment of the action. Launch the Fox Sports Go app on your phone or tablet. Sign in and stream the Pacers.
Here goes Oladipo.
Take every game, pregame, and postgame along for the ride, no matter where you go. Watch Pacers basketball on Fox Sports Indiana. And when you're on the move, stream the Pacers anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
At St. Vincent, we know getting care for your everyday life means you need more than an everyday doctor. You need one that listens. And that's just what Ascension Doctors at St. Vincent do. Listening to you helps us see your whole picture. And with doctors who take the time to understand you, getting the care you need has never been easier. Find compassionate, personalized, and convenient care that is right for you at GetSt.VincentCare.com.
Pacers Weekly continues on 1070 The Fan, 107.5 FM. We're live on The Circle in downtown Indianapolis. We head north. John Nolan is the sideline reporter among his many duties up there in Fort Wayne. He's with the Fort Wayne Mad Ants. We talk to John from time to time throughout the season on this show. John, appreciate you joining us. Let's talk first Glenn Robinson III. He is he recently played, I should say, for a game with the Fort Wayne Mad Ants, his first game since suffering a pretty significant ankle injury, and there is potential for him to spend more time with the Mad Ants in the near future. What were your takeaways of his game here recently?
Yeah, and Pat, it's so great to be on. And on Thursday, when GR3 had his first live game action of the season in Fort Wayne, it got off to probably the best start possible, and then he got knocked to the ground. And so on one hand, you'd be thinking, oh, shoot, you want to make sure that he's going to be, you know, protected. But that was probably the biggest mental hurdle that he needed to go through. And so he had an and-one basket on his first field goal attempt, and he said, and it was going off that left ankle, which he had the high ankle sprain on in training camp. And he said he bounced back from that, felt fine, wound up logging about 25 minutes. Other than, you know, feeling maybe like conditioning's a bit of a hurdle for him to continue to improve upon going forward. Said he felt great. So we'll see if he makes perhaps one more rehab appearance with Fort Wayne before rejoining the Pacers for good. But I think all signs were that it was a really big step in the progress of GR3's comeback.
John Nolan is with us out in Fort Wayne. He's the sideline reporter for the Mad Ants. You haven't had the chance, I assume, to see him live in previous seasons, so this is a bit of a tough question to ask you. But going to Fort Wayne, playing with the G League affiliate, knocking off the rust is a huge part of what he is attempting to do. Did you get the sense that he was able to do some of that and trying to get back into his normal playing shape, what he's normally used to doing on the court?
Yeah, and I think the last time I got to see him live, he was unfortunately taking down my Syracuse Orange in the Final Four a few years back.
So I apologize for the bad memory.
No, all good. So yeah, he didn't break out any dunk to win a dunk contest in Thursday's game. But yeah, and this is a situation, and I think, you know, fans have to start to almost view this more like we see oftentimes in baseball, where it's pretty normal for a major league guy to go down to the minor leagues for a rehab stint. And then the key there is you don't need to be caught up in the stat line and see, you know, how many points a guy scored. And GR3, you know, one of his best attributes is obviously his character and his unselfishness. So in the case of Thursday, he wasn't really worried about making sure he was getting any certain numbers. And in fact, especially in the second half, he was really making sure that he was deferring to the Mad Ants regulars who have this team in first place right now. He wasn't trying to disrupt the chemistry. So in terms of shaking off the rust, I mean, it was impressive that there was no minute restriction on him. Another Pacer working his way back in Fort Wayne right now, Edmund Sumner, has been limited to about 15 minutes a game rehabbing playing after ACL surgery last year for Glenn. And the Pacers had their top athletic training staff literally behind the bench, keeping a close eye on him. It was all thumbs up throughout. So we'll see if maybe there's still a little bit more rust, because I think, as GR3 was saying down in Charlotte last night, you know, there still will be another jump to take when you're on the floor in an NBA game. So you'd rather just kind of get these cobwebs out, a little bit more of a low pressure situation in the G League.
It's interesting you mentioned the minor league baseball comparison, because I think that ultimately will be what you see with these G League affiliates and their pro NBA level teams. Just from an aspect of, you know, we have seen Glenn Robinson III go up and down the floor and in practice and try to get, you know, as many reps as he can. But in reality, the only way to get him real live professional basketball reps, you can only simulate it so far. And before he's ready to come on the court for the NBA team, that G League affiliate, the Mad Ants, his ability to go up there, especially with it only being a couple hours away, is something that he really can't replicate down here.
Yeah, and even had the chance to have a sellout crowd in Fort Wayne on Thursday. So, yeah, it's as close as you're going to get to simulating an NBA live game action. And it speaks, I think, to the cohesion in the Pacers organization, with the Mad Ants being owned and operated by the Pacers, not a luxury that every team in the NBA has. And even for some NBA teams that do have a G League affiliate, there just doesn't seem to be that same rapport that goes all the way through the organization. And one thing that Glenn said, you know, really made it a seamless transition for him to step in the other day, was that, you know, the offensive and defensive systems are the same in Fort Wayne as they are in Indianapolis. The terminology in terms of calling out plays is the same. So it's not like he needed any kind of crash course before stepping in. I mean, we've even seen the Fort Wayne guys go down to Indianapolis for some workouts. So even a case of, you don't need to try to learn guys, your teammates' names, because there's already that kind of familiarity and really just kind of family relationship.
Fordway Matt and sideline reporter John Nolan joining us live right now. Let's talk Edmund Sumner. You brought him up a moment ago. He's playing just about exactly 15 minutes per game, so you're not going to see huge stat lines from anybody playing that level of minutes. For those unfamiliar with him, Sumner was one of two Pacers' second-round draft picks that they had from this most recent year. When the Pacers drafted him, he was coming off an ACL tear that he had in the previous season at Xavier. So they drafted him knowing that this was a bit of a longer-term project and likely that the Mad Ants would have some significant play with him before he ever gets up and into a game for the Pacers. What have you seen from Edmund? He's coming back from that ACL injury, which takes, I think, a little bit more time, and certainly shown by the 15 minutes per game. But again, another situation where a player is getting live professional basketball game reps.
Yeah, and for Ed, a 6'5 guard, he's lightning quick. Matt Ann said coach Steve Gansey says he's really as explosive as any guard you're going to find in the G League. Ed has said that it's been a big relief to come back. I mean, a lot of similar sentiments between GR3 and Ed. And in the case of Sumner, he was out an even longer time, a full calendar year, without playing in a live game after his time in the Big East at Xavier. And for him, similar story where he's trying to shake off some rust, and he has acknowledged that it's been a little bit tough having that 15-minute cap because, you know, you start to get into a rhythm maybe at that point, and then all of a sudden in the second half, really not in there in crunch time. And I think one aspect of Ed's game that'll be fun to see develop now in the G League and in the NBA going forward, as he is one of the two-way guys, will be his jump shot. That was not one of his strong points at the collegiate level, and so that's something that he's still trying to work on here in Fort Wayne. But, you know, we're starting to see more and more of those flashes of why he was an NBA draft pick last year and a guy who potentially down the road could be a contributor in Indianapolis.
Take us through the Mad Ants season as a whole. They're 19-14. It's the best record in the Central Division. And while very important, as we have discussed, to get guys like Sumner and Glenn Robinson III playing time and what the Pacers need from them, that certainly causes a little bit of an adjustment for head coach Steve Gansey and the team. And yet the Mad Ants seemingly have dealt with this very well. And they had that huge winning streak at the beginning of the season. But you look at where they're standing right now, 5 games over .500. I would have to assume the group up there, maybe not content, but at least happy with where things are at this point in the year.
Yeah, and not that some other teams in the G League haven't had similar experiences with having guys coming down and in and out and whatnot, but I think you have to give a lot of credit to Steve Gansey and the rest of the basketball staff with the Mad Ants and the players themselves just for the attitude that they've had and really the unselfish approach. I mean, how about this? Ben Moore, the rookie forward from SMU, is now one of the Pacers' two-way contract guys. You know, he goes from being with the NBA team to returning to Fort Wayne, and the other day, because of GR3 starting, Ben actually came off the bench and, you know, doesn't pout about that at all. Really kind of sums up the just the selfless attitude that a lot of these guys have had. And as you mentioned, in first place in the Central Division, they've been led throughout the year by Walt Lemon Jr., and it's really a blessing that the Mad Ants have been able to hang on to him since he's not a two-way contract guy, someone who's certainly drawn some interest from other NBA teams. But Walt's a guy who leads Fort Wayne in scoring, assists, steals, minutes. He's about in the top 10 in the league in all those categories. Jared Utoff, the former Iowa Hawkeye wing, leads the team in rebounding, second in scoring. So while it's certainly fun and exciting for the fans here to see the NBA guys as they come and go, and EK Anabogu is another one who's been a contributor of late, you do need to have your key guys that you can ride throughout the year. And so Walt and Jared have been that, and it's been a fun season. They had a sellout crowd for an afternoon game on Thursday. So the building was full of a high-pitched screaming with lots of school kids out on field trips. You got a superhero night tonight, so the team will be wearing special jerseys and special jersey giveaway for fans who come out tonight. They've got the best record in the league at home. Looking ahead now, it will be a challenge as they have their next four games on the road, coming off of a three-game road winning streak, so that they've got to try to sustain that as they look to stay atop the Central Division and post one of the top records overall in the league.
John, we certainly appreciate your perspective here this morning. If you could quickly let the fans know where they can catch your guys' broadcasts.
Yeah, the Mad Ants broadcasts stream live on Facebook, so
whether you go to the Fort Wayne Mad Ants Facebook page or the NBA G League's Facebook page, you can catch him there and occasionally on ESPNU or 11 Sports too. So follow along at the Mad Ants on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. That'll be your source to keep up with the Ants.
Among John Nolan's many duties up in Fort Wayne, he is the Mad Ants sideline reporter. John, we appreciate your time. Look forward to talking to you maybe next month. We'll talk to you, catch up in about a month or so up there.
Yeah, thanks so much, Pat, and best of luck to you and all the guys down there in Indy.
All right, that's John Nolan talking to us up in Fort Wayne. We will close out Pacers Weekly here in just a moment. Mark Monteith will join us live. That's coming up next. You're listening to Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so
correct.
We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer, rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
I love helping people get what they need. So when you order with ClickList from Kroger, I make sure you get everything you ask for, picked fresh and just the way you like it. Whole organic milk? Done. Two ripe bananas, one green, and today's fresh bread? Got it. With ClickList, I'm your personal shopper, so you can trust me to pick out the best produce, meats, and groceries, fresh, bagged, and ready when you arrive.
Order online, pick up curbside at store. Now featuring same-day pickup. Visit Kroger.com/ClickList.
Get the best seats at the best pricing for the greatest spectacle in racing. Tickets for the 2018 Indianapolis 500 presented by Pengrade Motor Oil and all of May's epic events at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway are on sale now. Be there for IndyCars crossing the bricks at over 230 miles per hour. The base dropping over the snake pit presented by Coors Light, and save a vacation day to rock out on Miller Lite Carb Day. Get your tickets now and save at Indy500.com. Is it May yet?
Pacers fans, check out the new Pacers team store located inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Get all the best Pacers gear, plus the best brands, including Nike, 47, New Era, and Under Armour. Also, make sure to look for the game night specials during all Pacers home and away games to steal a great deal. Can't make it to the store? Grab all the gear at thepacersteamstore.com. The Pacers team store, the place for all your Pacers needs.
We're wrapping up Pacers Weekly here on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. Again, you can catch the podcast version of this show by visiting the Pacers on SoundCloud. Pacers Sound on SoundCloud. Indiana and Philadelphia tonight, 7 o'clock tip, 6:30 on the Kroger pregame show. Pacers.com/tickets. There are open seats. Last Saturday night game of the year. Joining us now, Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. All right, let's talk last night. As we discussed with JJ, Mark, I'm curious your opinion, because if you would have said the Pacers went into Charlotte after beating them at home earlier in the week and lost by 7 points, this is a Charlotte team, I think, that if they want to be in the playoff chase, this next 10-game stretch or so for them is vital. So a 7-point loss, that's a team that certainly has weapons. Kemba Walker showed that last night. A 7-point loss in a vacuum, I think, you wouldn't have really turned your head very much. What were your thoughts on the way this one played out? Because the Pacers had one of their best offensive nights of the season despite the loss.
Yeah, when you score as many points as they scored, you should win the game. You know, no question about it. Hard to believe they gave up 49 points in the first quarter. Some explanation for that is simply Charlotte shooting incredibly well. And that's happened to the Pacers a few times here recently where, you know, they're playing a team that maybe isn't one of the better teams in the league, and somebody or more than one somebody on that team is just shooting lights out, and that happens. But still, when you give up 49 points in the first quarter, that reflects poorly on your defense. And that's been really the most consistent issue for the Pacers this year, I think. You know, the bad starts defensively, and then they put themselves in a hole. So if there's one thing they really have to change going forward the rest of the season, it's coming out a little more attentive defensively. So their offense obviously is not a problem. Their defense is at times, but they've proven they can lock down. Many times this year, they've closed out a game with a great defense in the fourth quarter to win. So they got to take some of that energy to the first quarter.
Mark Monteith is with us. Philadelphia is in town tonight. Both of these teams are on a back-to-back. I think you mentioned that both are playing in their third game in four nights. So both will be tired. The 76ers are expecting Joel Embiid to play. He's not played in his NBA career on a back-to-back. We talk about back-to-backs and how they may have an effect on the team from time to time on this show. When you got a player like Embiid who has never done this before, does that add extra intrigue to you?
I think it does. You know, it's a new thing for him, and I would imagine that he is kind of eager to prove to the Sixers that he can do it, you know, that he can play back-to-backs the rest of the season. And if so, then he will. And he is a great player. You know, he is a budding superstar. He's averaging over 23 points a game, 11 rebounds a game. So, you know, maybe it will be too much for him. This is the fifth game of the week for the Sixers. They played Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, last night and tonight. It almost is for the Pacers, who played Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, last night and tonight. So I guess both teams are about equal in that regard as far as being tired, but it is a personal test for Embiid. He's a great talent, and I'm really eager to see how he responds to this situation.
Too early to consider the fact that right now the Pacers and 76ers are right next to each other in the standings. The Pacers have a couple-game buffer on them. Are we too early to consider potential playoff implications and what this game might mean?
I don't think so. I think the East is so packed, you know, that every game against a division opponent or conference opponent is really important. I mean, the Pacers right now are one game back of fourth in the East, but they're only two up on eighth. And the Pistons, who are ninth, you know, acquired Blake Griffin, and you have to keep an eye on them now too. So I think every game against a team like Philadelphia is absolutely crucial, particularly on your home court. I mean, the Sixers, you know, they're finally reaping some rewards from the process. That's a franchise that hasn't had a winning record since the 2004-2005 season. They've waited a long time for this. And, you know, they're motivated, no question about it. They have two of the best young players in the league, in Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. And so they're certainly a team to keep an eye out for. And I think a game like tonight is really important for the Pacers. I've heard some people refer to it as the most important game of the season to this point. I don't know about that, but it is really important.
Mark Monteith is with us. Pacers.com is where you can catch his work. What do the fans have to look forward to on the Pacers.com side? And anything new with the book, Reborn, the Pacers, and the return of pro basketball to Indianapolis?
Yeah, we'll have complete game coverage on Pacers.com tonight. And going forward as well, home and away, game coverage of each one. And tonight I will be in the team store at the Fieldhouse from 6 to 6:45 to meet fans and sign copies of Reborn. This may be the last signing I'll be able to do there. This is the last Saturday home game of the season for the Pacers. So should be a big crowd. I look forward to meeting a lot of people. Again, I'll be there from 6 to 6:45 in the team store at the Fieldhouse.
All right, that's Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. You can hear him tonight as part of the Kroger pregame show. It begins at 6:30. Mark, thanks for your time here this morning.
Okay, thanks, Pat.
All right, that's Mark Monteith. Again, the Pacers hosting the 76ers, 6:30 right here, Kroger pregame show. Same on Fox Sports Indiana at 6:30 tonight is when you can catch pregame coverage of Pacers and 76ers. We'd love to have you at the Fieldhouse. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can do that. If you can't, the Pacers also play at Bankers Life Fieldhouse on Monday against Washington. That'll wrap it up for this week's Pacers Weekly. A thanks to our producer, David Deering. I'm Pat Boylan. We'll talk to you right here at 10 o'clock next Saturday morning for next week's Pacers Weekly.